Good morning. Today is September the 15th, 2025, Monday morning. We welcome you to my morning prayer. My name is Billy Allen.
If you will, open with me in your Old Testament Bible to the book of Psalm 42, verse number 1. The text reads, "As a deer pants for the water brooks, so my soul pants for you, O God." May God this morning bless the reading of His Word. Beloved, this morning, on this Monday morning, as we begin this brand new day that God's given us and God's blessed us to live, firstly, we thank God for carrying us through the night, for carrying us through this previous few days and this weekend, all the travels, all the journeys we may have made. We do thank God for many, many things. But you know, if there's one thing we need to be thanking God for each and every moment of our life, and that's knowing that every day our soul and our hearts and our inner spirit thirst for the Lord God. I ask you this morning this question, as God posed to me this morning as I pray and as I seek His will. Does your soul down deep, deep within inside of you this morning, does it really thirst for the inner things of God? Does it thirst for the things that God has for you today, the blessings, the gifts, and the joy, and the peace, and the true divine understanding that only God can provide? Does your soul thirst for that this morning, beloved? You know, as each of us pass through each day of life, we know this earth that we tread through is truly not our own. It's not our home, but truly a stepping stone into heaven, into God's glory one day when the Lord Jesus Christ calls us home. You know, this word speaks, "As the deer pants for the water brooks, so my soul pants for you, O God." You know, in my travels back and forth to my home, my family and myself, we see deer nearly every day, whether they may stand in the roadway, at the edge of the woods, the edge of the brook, corner of that, there's a stream that runs through there that many deer congregate to drink and to get their water supply and their food. And you know, as I watch them many times early of a morning and also in the evenings, I know that they all come back to one place to be replenished and have their water supply needs met, and that's that brook. You know, God's Word teaches us, just as He spoke to the lady at the well, that He was the living water, and if you partake of that, you'll never thirst again. You know, as I watch many times these deers drink this water, I'll see them bow down, and I'll see them stick their mouth in the water, and they drink the water. And you know, I'll see them stand there for a few moments, and I'll see them drink again. And I'll see another come up, and I'll see another drink. And I'll see another come up, and another drink. You know, after a few minutes, after they've filled themselves with this water many times, they'll stand there and just look around at each other. Many times they'll maybe grab a few branches, a few things to eat off the trees nearby. And many times I see them go right back to that same stream again and drink again of that water, always going back to the stream of life. For you know, verse 1 says, "As the deer pant for the water brooks, so my soul pants for you, O God." Beloved, this morning I trust and pray is your life as it is in mine. I pray that we are desiring God's will and God's way in our life. You know, this past weekend, I had an opportunity to do some traveling, and as I traveled on the highways and as I saw many people going to and fro where they were heading, their destinations, which are, of course, I did not know. But I did notice one thing. Most of them that I saw were diligent in the journey they were taking. I want to ask you that question this morning in closing. Are you diligent in the journey that you're taking before God today? Are you heading for a path and a destination that God desires for you today? Or are you just kind of wandering to and fro? Are you going to that stream and that brook today to replenish your soul and your spirit before God? Are you reading God's Word? Are you studying in God's truth each day? Are you praying and seeking God's will and God's wisdom and God's truth and understanding for all aspects and all areas of your life? I pray you are. I would ask you this morning to bow your heads with me for a few moments of prayer. Father, today we come before you in Jesus' precious and holy name. And Father, we're truly thankful for you just waking us up this morning, Father. We're thankful, Father, knowing today that your hand will be upon us throughout every step we take in this wonderful day. We'd ask you, God, today to just continue to nurture us. We'd ask you to continue to lift us, encourage us. We'd ask you to continue to bless us, God. But God, what we ask for most today is may you allow your power, your grace, your love, and your peace, God, be bestowed within each of us in our hearts today. Lord, may as this text reads, Father, may today, God, we thirst each and every day, God, after your will and your wisdom, your word and your truth, Father. May every day, God, may we have that desire as the greatest desire, God, that we have in our hearts to seek after you. Father, I would pray today for all those that are sick and those that are shut in. Lord, we know there's many. Lord, we know of many as well that are going through that time of bereavement in their families, Father, through the passing of loved ones. God, we pray for our own families today. God, we pray for all the listeners today, God, that listen each and every day so faithfully to this broadcast. We thank you for the stations that air it, Father. We thank you for as well, God, today, for you providing your will and your word truly to each one of us today, God, that seek after you. Lord, just as the description, Father, I share with these precious people about the deers near our land, Father, as they come by and eat, as they come by and drink, and they come by thirsty. Their needs are met, God, and may this morning, God, we stand before you, and may we have our needs met. May we not leave thirsty, Father. May we always leave filled. May we always leave filled with understanding and truth, God, that you are our God, that you are faithful, God, in all areas of our life. May we always turn it all over to you, God. May we trust you, Father, for all things. May there be nothing, God, hidden from us between you. God, today, may you just have your hand on us. May you lead us and guide us unto paths of righteousness, Father, for your name's sake. And God, I pray a very special prayer today for our nation. I pray, God, for those that are fighting for our nation on foreign soils, God, those that are in the military. God, I pray for our leaders. Father, I pray for those today that are seeking jobs and employment, God, during this tough economic times. Lord, I pray again, Father, for the needs of those that we know of around us. I pray for the ones, God, that have written emails to us and cards and letters throughout this week and this weekend and throughout this day. I do thank you for the faithfulness, God, that you render unto each of us every day. And God, may we as well show ourselves faithful upon you. And may you just lead us and guide us, Father, to that thirst. May it be quenched. May it be quenched, God, through your will and your love. And may it always be quenched, God, knowing that you are our Lord, you are our Savior, your Redeemer, and you are our God today. For today we come and we pray in Jesus' precious and holy name. Amen.